This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 925 says, sorry, you could have talked up that record another 20 seconds.
Yeah, Sarah.
And hit the post. Yeah, I screwed up. I guess I didn't hit the post on that song very well. You guys want to try hitting post?
Yeah, all right.
I don't have a counter in front of me though.
I'll tell you how long, and you can just. But you can hear it. You know how it is when you're talking up a record. So this is the thing in DJ speak. If you hit the post, you talk like the song starts up. You're Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Day. Vinny off doing his civic duty. And we'll be right back after this song from Maroon 5.
Ooh.
That was it. There it is. I hit the post. I don't like that intro, though. I want like a good...
Come on.
Name me a song that's a good one for that.
Anything Coldplay is usually good.
Coldplay usually has really long intros, Human. Like 30
so
seconds.
Slow.
Kings of Leon.
That's also 26 seconds. Hold on. Let me see if I can find a good one. Like, name me an artist that would have a good one. Mm. I found one. Hold on. Here's another movie.
George Michael.
George Michael?
I don't think that's in our system.
We must have some George Michael in our system. Let's find out. Why is George Michael occurring to you?
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin?
Yeah, he'll have a good song that you can walk the post on.
All right. Yeah, because you want it to have a good beat. You want to be, like, in the groove with it. Hold on. Oh, Jesus. I'm never going to find this.
Oh, man. Come on.
Hold on.
All right.
Yeah, Ricky Martin.
I have one Ricky Martin song
Do
in
it.
Here. It's only a 4-second intro. You ready?
Is me?
Yeah, you start, and I'll kick it in.
All right, hold on. Let me just think for a second. What am I going to
Live from the Taj Mahal,
it's Furburger.
Oh, my God. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hey, it's Allison 97.3, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Ricky Martin.
On Alice.
Okay, hang on. First of all,
you had a second left.
It has a fake. He goes, so then it starts. I don't like that one. We got to go do a different one. Hold on.
I suck.
Stop
at
it, Uzi.
You're
not
doing. No, I don't have to do it.
Yeah, you're doing it. Ready?
You're doing it.
It's doing anything else. I'm reading. Tell me when you guys are ready to do
Tell me
a
when
show.
You're done.
Tell me when you're Michael,
all right,
Martin, I have your back.
Bryn, you got seven seconds.
Start the show.
What's the song?
The show has started. The song is Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
How long?
Seven seconds.
7 seconds.
Go.
All right.
Talk about our movie.
All right, we got a movie coming up today at 9:15 where we peak. It's going to be The S. You didn't even know about that. But here's Ricky Martin on Alice.
Oh, my God.
I need a countdown.
Are you
Who's the S? What's the S?
Because I
was going to cut
the sugar honey.
It's going to be the S word. Oh, my God. The S.
Forget it. I give up.
I do need a counter there.
You need a counter.
It wasn't loud enough in my ears.
All right. You want to try it again?
No, you know what? I'll do my own. Here. How about this one? All right. This is Ed Sheeran on Alice 97.3. He's a pop artist that Jane, our very young music director, she discovered here. Here he is on Alice at
97.3. Yeah! Oh, God.
How was
fun.
How was my rating?
Right? That was really good.
It always, like, you know, when you hit the post, you're alone, and you hit the post, you're like, I killed that.
Yeah.
I killed that.
That was awesome.
I turn off my mic and jump up for joy. Like,
yeah! I hit it! Yeah, the little things that give DJs joy.
I know.
Yeah. It's almost a bummer. Like, I never have to walk a post anymore. The only opportunity is that very first song in the morning.
And you slipped.
Yeah, I know. And
let it go.
Well, 20 seconds, I'm like, I'm out of stuff to say. No one cares if I hit the post or not. But then 925 texts in. I'm like, hey, man.
It's you, 925.
All right, hello.
Hello,
everyone. Let's get serious now. This is a serious thing. This isn't serious. I mean that, you know, the show. We're trying to, like, put on a good show.
Right.
Vinny is doing his civic duty today. He has jury duty that he had to report to. And we have very serious celebrity trash. Today, we're going to be talking about Kim Kardashian's body.
Oh. When's that perfume coming out?
That's what Christmas? This is about.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know when it's coming out.
I just figured you said Christmas, Sarah, and I
figured
I
was kind of joking, but I do think I'm probably it'll be out in time for Christmas.
Excellent.
That's for
sure. You know, if I get you, you can count on Kim Kardashian perfume.
Well, if I get you,
parfum.
So you can count on some of that. Would you be interested in a bottle of perfume if I got you for Christmas?
Not from her.
Oh, you just don't want to have the naked bust of her? Here's the thing.
You know what? I hate to say it, even though we talk about her all the time. I just don't want to put my money towards her.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, come on. Or have you put your money towards her? There's some other ones I like out there that are celebrity related.
Oh.
And you know what? Her fragrance is probably delicious.
Yes. Well, it smells like golden.
Well, whatever gold smells like,
yeah,
right?
That's what she said. It's just what you think, like, the golden would smell like. I'm like,
okay,
Lenny. Anyway, she revealed the bottle mm-hmm. of her new perfume. It's called KKW Body, and it is actually her body. So I think yesterday on you think mostly Twitter, right? Because Instagram won't allow nudity.
It was on Twitter and Instagram, but a lot of the more racy stuff was all over Twitter,
right?
And they showed a little bit more of the picture.
Right.
I think they cropped it in certain ways to put it on Instagram and blurred certain
things. Because I don't want it to get kicked off.
Because it would get yanked immediately.
Right. So it is, surprise everyone, it's Kim Kardashian's naked body. She actually did have a mold of herself cast. The bottle does have nipples, which is important. The funniest part about it, though, if you look at the bottle, Hooman, are you looking at it? You know, it's her body, but it's, you know, the arms are cut off and the legs are cut off. So it's really just, it's like, you know.
Do you have the picture?
I have it right here.
Yeah,
you
do. You can take a look at it.
I'm coming here.
The funniest part about it is that it looks like her head is the little black cap that's on the top. Like, it's the funniest. It's the weirdest thing because the body obviously has no head. The head is, the cap is where the head would be. And she, it looks like this weird robot body.
She had the butt, Uzi. Hmm?
Yeah, you gotta look at her ass.
Too.
Yeah, if you turn the bottle around, I mean, her
Becky.
Her butt is the only thing that matters. So it's new. And then in the front, so her full ass is there, and it is actually slightly above ground. Like, it's not cut off halfway through, like just the stumps of her legs are there. But in the front, her lady area mm-hmm. is touching the ground, and there's
the base of
the base of, right, whatever you'd be sitting the bottle on. It's actually, so it sort of dies into the ground. And there's no line in the center.
Mm-hmm.
The sides are clearly defined mm-hmm. between the leg and the torso. So you got your you have the V there, but no line in the middle.
Got it.
So
it's smooth down there.
It's very
it's Barbie.
Barbie-esque. Exactly. I'm trying to say she's not showing any vagina. I was trying to say that, so I just said it.
I feel like this is going to sell like hotcakes, of course, because everything they do does.
Who doesn't want to hold Kim's body in their hand?
Yeah, and it is good for holding when you're putting perfume on. You get to hold that little indentation.
Sure,
part.
Right around
but
her waist.
But I can't see this being displayed at malls, Macy's, or wherever the heck they sell these things.
Well, where do they sell these things? I'm wondering, like, is this a high-end perfume? Is this something that would be in a parfumery?
I feel like most of the stuff they do is pretty reasonable.
Right. So is this like a Kmart thing? Is this a Walmart
wherever
thing?
Probably
Target?
It's sold.
Because I don't picture them doing it in Target
Ulta,
either. Oh, okay.
I can see it being sold there with all
their
fragrances.
Because I'm not picturing, like, you know how you walk into, like, a Macy's or a Bloomingdale's or something?
Yeah.
There's a whole perfume
department.
This is
nudity.
Right. Well, the box itself is just a black box, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it opens out four different ways, like if you can picture sort of a tall rectangle,
mm-hmm.
all four sides fall away.
I see, yeah.
And then it's on its own little stand in the middle.
Voila.
Oh, here's her body. So it's, the packaging doesn't, you know, if they just have the box there, it's fine. It's not the actual, but you know, the tester kit.
You'd have sure you're going to be paying for the packaging,
yes.
The bottle.
Yeah, the box is really
nice.
And
it's probably like 2 ounces of perfume.
Really nice. Did you see the way the box opens?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we were just saying.
Oh, damn.
So is it some kind of covering that you pull off and then the four sides fall open?
Yes.
Or how neat.
You have to undo the string.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So here's
Uzi's taking a look at the
Yeah,
most...
that's kind of like
and
something you'd see in the cartoons.
Boom.
Everything falls down to the
side. It looks like they're promoting her website. KKWFragrance.com.
Look, I'm sure it'll sell right out because right. everything that they touch, for some reason, someone is buying this stuff.
Yep.
And it has nipples. Did I mention that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she posted a picture of, actually from every angle, so you can see it from every angle. And then you can see all the pictures of her in some kind of, you remember when we had that mold made of our chests for breast cancer awareness?
And
they made a bust of our chests. And we did have to take our tops off, and mm-hmm. somebody came in with, you know, plaster of Paris and made a
mold.
Lady's
name was Pat.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like that.
I remember the woman that touches my breast.
All I remember is just being like, I cannot believe I got talked into doing this. I cannot believe I'm standing in front of a stranger without a top on.
It took like 20 minutes.
I know, but it was still, you know me, I'm so modest, embarrassing. Anyway, so it's her body. I don't know how they shrunk down the mold, but they did it. You know, technology.
3D printers.
Right. Go ahead.
The amount of hate that they get on their posts is mind-blowing. That picture, the last one she posted, has 29,000 comments.
You know.
1.3 million likes.
If I were them, I just would never look at the comments. I wouldn't look. I wouldn't respond to any of them. I would just say, well, I have. What are
the
they?
Most 100
million
yeah.
followers. I would be like, who cares what any of them say? And who cares that they're following me because they hate me? They're still following me, and I'm still
right.
getting paid.
Right.
Every freaking post they do.
Yeah, Kim has over 100 mil.
Oh, my God. That is insane.
People love her.
She said, I thought it was such a cool box within itself that the bottle is on a statue pedestal, like a statue in a museum. And it has nipples.
Did she say that?
No, I said that.
Chloe's losing. Chloe's only got 75.5 million.
Chloe has the least?
Well, she's losing to Kim. I don't know about, let's look up. What's her name? Courtney.
Those other, how about Kylie?
And she's got a lot, though.
She's
yeah,
got
Kylie.
A ton.
Kylie might even be beating Kim.
Mm-hmm. Courtney's got 62.7, so she's losing to Chloe.
No one cares about Courtney.
No, they don't.
Like, what, Kylie?
They don't care about me as much as Kim, but more than Courtney. Oh. I just had a baby.
Oh man.
So,
what does Kylie have?
Kylie's beating Kim.
Yeah,
Kylie's the
so.
Most right
107
now.
Mil.
Because all the younger gals dig her.
Yeah.
And then Kendall, let's see what she's got. 90.
Mm.
90 million.
Kylie, I was looking at something. Someone had gotten a hold of unretouched photos that she'd put up. It was a bunch of things that she'd posted on Instagram or mm-hmm. whatever. And they supposedly have a team of people on him because all they do all day is take selfies and pose for stuff. And they take the picture and then they give it to the retouch team. And somebody had gotten a hold of a few. And man, that chick is butt ugly when she's not all done up.
Is or was?
Ooh. Is.
Kylie?
Kylie, like, mm-hmm. I mean, look, she's not butt ugly, whatever, but compared
up,
to the damn pictures
she's
that they wind
child.
Up putting up, she's not a child anymore. I can totally dump on her if I want. Plus, who am I? I'm sure she really cares. Some four up in San Francisco is saying what a dog she is.
Some old white lady on the radio.
With no ass whatsoever. Big flat ass.
That's not what Bill Bellamy says.
Yeah, Bill Bellamy. I don't know what he was thinking. I'm like, I just have that flat.
He's just
white
into
girl
you.
Ass. I'm into him too. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So so I was looking at these pictures, and it's just that her, you know, the image that she presents. Her hair is perfect. Her eyes are perfect. Her skin is just
mm-hmm.
porcelain. And then they show the unretouched photo, and I was like, oh, it's any chick you'd see at the mall. Just any girl.
Oh, funny.
I know.
So were they upset that those
I don't know.
Pictures were up there?
I just was looking at the before and afters, not mm. the not how the Kardashians felt about it. I suppose I should have considered their feelings.
Wow, she's got a lot of freckles. I had no idea.
Yeah, but you'd never know that because...
With all the makeup.
You need to see it retouched.
Yeah.
Well, she looks good. I mean, even without the makeup...
Yeah, she looks better in that. At least she looks like... But she, look how normal she looks. She looks... You know, she's not a glamour puss in that, even though she's cute. Kanye West was tweeting up a storm yesterday. An S-storm, I guess. He started off with a lot of bragging. Surprise, it's Kanye. He said, Yeezy's the second fastest growing company in history. And he described it as a unicorn on its way to becoming a decacorn. What?
Sorry, what? A what corn?
A decacorn, which I think means it has 10 horns. Oh. Right? Isn't a unicorn has one horn coming out the front? So a decacorn is just like studded with horns. He says he makes more money on shoes than Michael Jordan, and then he called himself this generation's Ford Hughes Jobs Disney.
A decacorn is a term that's used for companies that are worth over $10 billion.
Oh.
And that's...
What, well, so it's a business term. Really.
All right, okay. As opposed to a unicorn, which is only worth $1 billion. They're poor. He talked about changing Air Force One to Yeezy Force One when he becomes president, because he's still doing that. And then he turned to Trump stuff. He said, you don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We're both dragon energy. He's my brother. I love everyone. I don't agree with anything, everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals. And we have the right to independent thought. That one got a retweet from President Trump, who said, thank you, Kanye. Very cool. Kanye said he loves Hillary, too. He talked a lot about how he's a free thinker and he found his way out of the sunken place, which is a term from Get Out. You remember she would send these people to the sunken place so that someone else could take over their bodies? Spoiler alert. He posted a picture of his autographed Make America Great hat again, which also got a retweet from Trump. And he even admitted that Kim Kardashian had called him to make sure he clarifies to everyone he doesn't agree with everything Trump says. Kim also called him out for posting pictures of their home because she was like, we agreed not to do that. And it was your idea, Kanye. They had a rule about it. And she says, so now can we allow Keeping Up with the Kardashians filming in the home? The photos that he posted of his house.
All I saw was like empty hallways.
Yeah, that's all that he's posting. Empty, and I'm talking empty hallways. Did they live in this house yet?
I don't think so.
Had they considered a rug? I mean, honest to God, he's standing in the middle. He turns, obviously, in two directions. It's 50 yards down one side, 50 yards down the other. It's all white, barren. Everything's like you can kind of see the edge of a piece of furniture in one of the side rooms. It's all these arches going down. It looks so stark and sterile. So people are, what's it called? A meme when they take a picture and make it their own, whatever. People are putting themselves in the hallway, like running down the hallway, standing in the hallway.
That's funny.
It's a $20 million mansion, and boy, could it use some...
Seems like they're still working on it, though.
Well, it could use some decoration. It's got, like, an art niche at the end of each thing. It's weird, though. But look, here's a guy who put himself into the picture.
It just looks like...
just a dude standing in the picture. Hi, I'm in Kim and Kanye's house.
Just feels like that's Kanye's existence right now. It's just nothing's there,
right,
man.
She said, babe, we had a rule not to show our home on social media. So now we can film Keeping Up with the Kardashians, all right? So anyways, there's that. And there's more Kanye, but I'm out of time. And at this point, I'm exhausted from talking about him. All right.
Well, he is exhausting.
Do you guys have a tease?
Oh, I
news?
Do. Well, you've heard of helicopter
moms,
parents.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you about helicopter children.
Oh. Radio.com.
Radio.com. What was that?
Oh my God, Bryn, that was so funny. You have to do that every time now. No, you have to. Can I have that instead of the That's Not How We Rage at All?
Really? You
want
me to change it again? Add-all.
Yeah, take out the Twilight thing that's right next to it and just put in the At All.
What's the Twilight thing we're about to get rid of?
I have an instant replay
over here.
So
now you want the whole
the
rage
I want the whole
line
thing
and
plus the
At
All. Yeah.
Oh my God. Why do you want both of those?
Because then at the end of that song, I can say At All. That was awesome. Okay. Oh my God. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is out today. He's doing his civic duty, everyone. He's got jury duty. So we're supporting that. And this part of the show is supported by Walgreens. Coming up on Friday, we're going to have tickets to the super sold out John Mayer, Dave Chappelle show.
Oh, people
at
are
the
so
Fillmore.
Excited about this.
It's this Sunday. So if you thought you were out of luck, well, maybe your luck will change tomorrow. About 8 o'clock, I think we're going to do this. So if you want tickets for John Mayer, Dave Chappelle, tomorrow, and it'll be Friday, too. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love Friday.
Friday, and I win.
Yeah, Friday, and you win.
Excellent.
Well, you don't win.
Friday is winning.
But, right, yeah, winning Friday. But yeah, I'm already winning.
Right.
We want winners. Spring is in the air, and so are your allergies. Uh-oh. Visit Walgreens today for brands like Zyrtec, which works fast and stays strong. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
The Radio Alice Report.
News is, we had a couple texts with people wanting us to mention that the Sharks are playing tonight. They're playing Golden Knights in Vegas.
Go Sharks.
Go Sharks. We had the A's and Giants who played yesterday, unfortunately, both lost. And I don't think our next Warriors game is till Saturday.
Right. Next series starts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, home. I want to go around the horn here. We'll start with Sarah. How long is your commute miles-wise and minutes-wise in the morning and then returning home?
It's 12 miles.
Okay. So,
and it takes me 28 minutes, approximately.
On the way here?
On the way here.
And how about on the way home?
And on the way home, it takes... Well, actually, probably... Well, who cares? On the way home, it's the same length.
All right.
And it takes me about 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So in total, you're about...
You should go last, Hooman. I think that you're...
We're all jealous of his.
You're about... You know yours, so you say it every day.
Yeah.
Three miles.
So yours is about 50 minutes a day.
50 minutes a day.
All right. And Bryn, how about you? How far?
So I'm about 15 miles away, and it depends. Morning time, it takes me about 20 minutes.
20 minutes to go 15 miles?
Wow.
Holy crap.
And then...
Well, so you're going 1,000 miles an hour on the highway.
Let's say 25 just to...
All right. So you're 45. You're actually less than Sarah. That's amazing.
Well, how long on the way home?
He said 25.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, 25, 30.
Oh,
no, all right. Well, we'll say you guys 30. Are tired.
Of course, yeah. He's much more stressed out because he's going so fast.
And you said, how about you?
I'm about 22 miles from the station.
So, yes.
And to get to work in the morning, it takes about 30 minutes or so. And then to get home, it takes about 40, 45 minutes.
All right, so you're about 75 minutes.
All right.
Well,
what about you, Hooman?
I don't know if I should say.
I think you should say. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I live 1.7 miles away from the station. so if I normally hit, you know, two or three red lights, it'll take 5 minutes.
Oh.
This morning.
He is winning.
I'm winning.
I got stuck behind a few people. There's a few lights that if you get them, you're just golden.
Yeah.
It's just like you got the fast pass.
Right.
Yuzette knows that about the Embarcadero.
Yep.
Sometimes you hit them, you're like, damn, what?
Yeah. And other times, every single stoplight, it's like 40 seconds.
Today, I hit 6 red lights, so it took 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. No.
No wonder you were so late today.
Right. And then, you know, we'll just say 15 minutes to get home.
You're under half an hour total.
But it's really usually 5 and 5.
Okay, so what's your story?
There's a stunning increase in super commuters in the Bay Area. And on this show, we have one super commuter. And I feel like, you know, if there's a time to talk about this, it's when he's not here.
Right.
So
we don't want to get like him in the a story. Bad mood.
Right.
So the definition of a super commuter is someone who travels over 90 miles round trip.
And he does. He travels almost 130 miles round trip, right?
Or over 90 minutes. So either
both.
One.
So if, both of them.
Yeah,
those.
He's both. So we know this. Do we know what time Vinny leaves his house in the morning? What time does Vinny leave his house?
I think he leaves roughly 4.
4 o'clock.
Well, maybe 4:15, 4:20. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he says it takes him a little over an hour to get here in the morning.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
What?
Well, he gets here at 5:30, 5:35.
So should we say it takes him 75 minutes to get here?
Let's call it 70.
70 minutes
to get
here.
You know, an hour and 10 minutes. But then on the way home, man, sometimes I've been home for an hour, and he's, like, texting me. And I'm like, are you still driving?
Right. I'll still be here at work. And
he's right.
Yeah.
So I have a theory about his drive home. I think he stops for lunch.
Well, he might.
In Palo Alto.
He stops at the Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
I mean, at some point, the guy's got to eat. I know I'm starving.
Even though he hates it. Right. Yeah.
So,
to live.
According to the SF Gate, it says more than 100,000 San Francisco residents spend at least 90 minutes commuting to work. But, and this is because of, you know, the housing crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly, the number one place in the country for super commuters is really close to us, Stockton.
Stockton?
Yeah.
Because people live in Stockton and work in the Bay Area?
Yeah, or they work in San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, every morning when we're driving to work and the KCBS reporter comes on to talk about traffic, they're always out of the 205, out of Tracy, and everything coming from the Central Valley that way. Even
they
sometimes
start
the
so
Ace train.
Early.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's a big backup cut. Mm-hmm. Right. Tracy is the the one you hear the most.
Yeah.
It's like, but Antioch also, that
Antioch could be
that
bad.
Starts
if there's
really
a,
early.
It starts and early, and if there's an accident.
Forget it.
Yeah.
So there isn't a term for anything more than a super commuter, but I know that there's got to be some super duper commuters.
Oh, super duper commuters.
Well, that's the term
super
I'm
duper,
coining.
Pooper scoopers.
Which is, I think, you know, 90 minutes. There's got to be people that are easily 2 hours each way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure that's
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if someone who spends 4+ hours, they're the super duper commuter.
Yeah.
Please text us if you're a super duper commuter.
Right.
Or
exactly.
Not if you're driving.
Yeah, but not
the person.
Although
you're
probably in traffic anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's good for our business, but dang, I feel sorry for people that are stuck. When we watch the traffic reports on TV during news, I'm just like, oh my God, I feel for you people. I could not do that.
I totally agree.
I'd be a train girl. You know, let me hop on that train and
if
come
it,
into the
you know,
city.
If it started early enough, I would take public transportation. I would love to not have to deal with my car. Just mm-hmm. hop on something.
I have one final question. Bryn, I know it was important to be a homeowner and stuff, but do you miss your short commute?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
It was 10 minutes away. I miss the commute. I miss a lot of things about San Francisco. I love San Francisco. I still love San Francisco, and
of course
I do consider moving back. But there's other things that Millbrae has that San Francisco, like, a yard, parking,
right.
space,
a neighborhood for your little girl.
Yeah, you know, school systems are great. There's a lot of good and bad things about both sides. So,
sure.
And you're right near the BART station for your girl.
Yes, really easy
so
for
her. Oh,
she BARTs in.
Oh, how great.
I would totally BART to work if I could.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it'd be so great. Save the wear and tear on your car, not have to worry about the gas or whatever, the electricity you're using.
Yeah. So I just want to say, I think one person on the show is a super duper commuter.
I don't know if he's a super duper, but he's
definitely a super.
He's a full on super.
Full on.
Right. All right. You've probably heard the term helicopter parents.
Yes. Yes.
It's basically where you overparent your kids.
Right. You can't just let them have a moment to themselves.
You're basically not letting them make their own mistakes.
Right. And you solve all their problems or you're the one beating up the bullies on the playground.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
There's a new term called helicopter children. Instead of controlling your kids every move, you do it for your elderly parents.
Oh.
I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing if your parents need it. They need the help. But sometimes if you take away their independence, it either makes them mad or makes them feel less.
Right. I was thinking of when you said children, I thought of actual shorties. Like it's a, you know.
Shouty.
Little kids.
Yeah, like little kids.
Yeah.
But I can see that happening, especially if, you know, the thing is, if your mom is susceptible to like scams on the telephone or, you know, if you've seen her be taken advantage of a couple times or your dad, you know, whoever, you do start, I mean, it's really just you being protective. Like, I think that at the heart of helicoptering anyone is that you love this person and you care about them.
That's what it is. Maybe not for their retirement money or something like that.
Right. Like,
I'm thinking maybe
Scott Capurro's helicoptering a little
bit.
He's circling like a vulture helicopter, right. Waiting for that guy to die.
Oh, goodness.
Well,
I'm okay with helicoptering your parents if it helps with their medication.
Sure.
Their diet,
yep.
Maybe getting them to appointments, or if they can't drive, you know, or you tell them they
can
no
drive
longer
anymore.
Drive.
Right.
So to some extent, I believe in this, but if you're completely taking away their independence when they're still able to do things,
right.
Then I think it's a little too far.
Don't you think, though, as a fully formed adult and an aged person, that they should be able to say, back off, kid. I think some people like to be helicoptered. I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, with certain situations.
Sure.
Not every situation.
All right.
Enough of you, Zach. Great job.
You're the worst segue person ever, Human.
Let's talk about food.
Yeah, next time you want to segue, I'll just play like here.
Right? Yeah.
You want me to just cue you?
Try being a little bit smoother. How about that?
How about this? Do this. Well, that's interesting, Yuzette. Also in the news. Try that.
That's a great idea.
Or always just end it with the same subject like you always do. Go, speaking of helicopters.
And then go on to something completely
yeah,
different.
Yeah, find a keyword that I'm saying right. You can jump off at.
Uh-huh. All right, Q.
Yeah, you, boo-boo.
let's talk about food.
Okay. Yay. I'm always up for a food combo.
Specifically,
pizza.
Snacking.
Oh, snacking. Oh. Snacking.
Here's six questions that they did a survey on. Let's see where you fall. When you snack, use that, Sarah and Bryn, do you usually go for sweet, like cookies, or salty, like chips?
It depends on the mood
for me. I
go salty,
too. Yeah.
I get in mood, so sometimes I'm all about the sweets.
Oh, we know that.
Well, though, if I'm going to, you know, I hope to do a healthy snack. Like, you know, I wish that I was going to reach for that apple. I'm just not going to. Like, I have apples at my house, rotting in a bowl.
Right. So then what do you go for?
My plan is to eat them. I don't know. What else is around?
You go for nuts?
If I have to eat an apple, then I'm going to go grab some peanut butter or, like, some pieces of cheese that I could just eat with both of them.
I feel you.
And apples are good, but...
Sure, but they're boring. Yeah. I stand there eating an apple like, Jesus, is my hands getting sticky? Do I really have to do this? Come on.
69% said salty.
Yeah. Good number, good number.
Hey. What do you snack at home?
He snacks all the little
on day. Right.
He always has a pocket full of nuts or whatever.
Right, I forgot.
Oh, wow. the segment's turning on me. I couldn't even introduce it right. Do you pretty much snack throughout the day or at a specific time?
No, I'll just, if there's something there, I'm like, ooh, look at that.
You grazing all day?
Yeah, I graze.
That's surprising. All right, how about you?
No, not really.
All right, so 33% have a regular time that they snack. Bryn, you snacking all day? Seems like you are.
I'm random, dude, you know.
Yeah, if there's food around, I can smell it.
Yeah,
I'm like, hey, does someone have a snack or something?
Sometimes I just walk past the counter. I'm like, oh, chips. And there it is, you know.
You just walk behind, grab a handful.
And my intention is to eat one or two.
Then what happens?
And then the bag's gone. Yeah. Like, damn it.
How did this happen?
So do you guys, can you go to bed hungry?
Yeah. I actually like to go to bed hungry.
Ooh, you do?
I never, hardly ever do because we eat so late and I go to bed so early.
Yeah.
But like yesterday, I was aiming for 4 o'clock to eat, but then John was working. I had to hold the dinner. But I love to go to bed with an empty stomach. I actually feel so much better. Like I sleep better.
So the question is, are you a late night snacker
after
9 p.m.?
I don't even know about late night. I've never even been to late night.
I eat every night before I go to sleep.
Oh, my God. Right before you go to sleep?
Yeah, that's where 30 pounds came from.
Hey,
Well, why
it
don't
is.
You just stop that one time of eating?
He loves food.
Because, well, you know.
Is it
because
Anita gets home at that time?
That's
and you guys
one of the
together?
Reasons. And the other reason is it just feels like. It feels good for me before I go to sleep.
I feel terrible when I'm full and I lay down.
I'm with you. I sleep better on a full stomach.
It makes
stomach.
Me tired. Yeah. Food coma is like the greatest thing.
It is a real thing.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
I know this one drives Vinny crazy. This is like one of his top three pet peeves in the entire world, but do you eat in bed?
No.
Sure. I have eaten in bed before.
Well, you know, you wear your bed like underwear all weekend, so of course you eat in bed. You know,
no, that's true.
But I don't, and not for any reason other than I just don't do it. Mm-hmm. Like it's, you know, I'm sure if I was hungry and someone was willing to bring me food in bed, I would eat it. I'm not against it. I just it never happens.
I've definitely gone downstairs, made breakfast, bacon and eggs, and brought it back up to my bed.
Oh, really?
Okay. Absolutely.
Once I'm out of bed, forget it.
Do you have a TV in your room, Sarah?
I do, but I never watch it.
Oh, okay, that's the only TV I watch, really.
Oh.
And then lastly, do you like to snack anywhere other than your kitchen, like your desk or your car?
No.
Not my car, no.
How about your desk?
My desk? Well,
this is your desk.
Oh, yeah, I have to be there.
Yeah, I don't really have a place to snack, but usually the kitchen's where all the crap is, so.
I snack everywhere but the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't snack in the bathroom.
And then lastly, do you find yourself snacking when you're having a bad day?
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel
like
I deserve it. Like, oh, man, I'm so sad about something that happened. Like, you know, F it. I'm having some ice cream.
Does drinking count as snacking?
Are you looking at me?
It's kind of, you know, sometimes it has like a, you know, lime in it or something. That seems like food.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. Like, I drink when I'm in a good mood. If I'm in a bad or a sad mood, I don't usually drink.
You sure about that?
Well, yeah, because
it might intensify the emotions.
Exactly. I
got
to let things go over before...
You need to be. I'm with you. Mm. I would never, like, if I was super sad, I wouldn't have drinks. That's like a recipe.
Drinks, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Forget
today.
About your drinks. See you tomorrow.
That's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, let me give you one super commuter text here, Hooman.
Okay. Yeah.
650. I commuted from Merced to Cupertino for a year. Left at 4:30 a.m. Got home at 7 p.m. My parents basically became full-time parents to my kids. Moved back to the Bay for 13 more years. Have finally made the plunge and moved to the Ozarks.
Oh, wow.
Super scary move, but 6 months in, and I'm really enjoying the new pace. Wow.
The Ozarks are beautiful, but the Ozarks are in Missouri, right?
Yeah.
Like southern Missouri and northern Arkansas
that?
Or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what that
show's about.
The show's
not about the Ozarks.
It's just called the Ozarks?
No, it's just called the Ozarks.
Oh, okay.
But it's absolutely gorgeous. But that's where, isn't Branson like right around in there? That's Missouri right there? Yeah, man, it's like a little back ass there. I hope they're okay.
Well, she's enjoying the new pace.
Sure.
Listen.
I assume that means slower.
Right.
Life is short. It is short, no matter what anyone says. And if you can improve your quality of life, do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because no one is going to care at the end of the day how hard you worked.
Right.
No one.
Right. Well, your kids might if they're waiting for you to die so they can have your money.
Yeah. Outside of that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.